Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Why is my mic way the hell over there? I'm like, why is my mic across the room? Anyway, that was a nice way to start a show. What up, motherfuckers? Do you like that? I'm like, where the fuck
that
is
was
my
hilarious.
Mic?
That
I was talking
hilarious.
To my mic. I'm like, where the fuck is my mic?
Your mic was like 3,000 miles away from your face.
The
just so you know.
Hell over there. Anyway, how's it going? I was about to say, it says with your host, Jennifer DeVoe, and I was about to say, and the other Dave Navarro.
Hello. We're all here.
Yes.
And account, president accounted for.
Yes, your host, Jennifer DeVoe, and the other Dave Navarro. Hashtag the other Dave Navarro.
Hashtag. Yeah.
I'm trying to get that trending. I will fucking get it done.
Nice.
So
I believe in you.
I believe in you. I believe in me too, because I will get us on goddamn iHeartRadio. I will get us on a bunch of other things, and that's the way it is.
We're on
iTunes, Spreaker. We will hopefully cross our fingers, please.
We'll be notorious is what we'll be.
We're working
completely
on
notorious.
It. I'm working on it. So we'll get things accomplished and just keep praying for us. I know I do. And I know the good Catholic boy over here the other day.
Good
Navarro
Catholic boy.
Fucking, oh, shut up. You still light candles and whatever.
Yeah,
else
I do.
You do.
I still respect the dance.
So
what
our
can
guest,
I say?
So our guest today is, we'll bring him in here in a few minutes, is Hell's Bells. It's Lord Paul Quigley.
Nice.
He's calling in from United Kingdom.
Across the pond.
Yeah, so he's calling us from way over yonder. And,
way
yeah.
over yonder.
Most of my family's United Kingdom, so yeah, I'm used to that. My grandfather, my mom's dad was British and Welsh, English and Welsh, and then my mom's mom was full-blooded Irish, so... That takes up, except for Scotland, that's, you know, the entire,
aye.
Except for that one country,
aye.
We took up the entire damn United Kingdom.
Donkey.
but he's calling us from the United Kingdom, so that's awesome. So we got friends across the ocean. I love it. Here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
Numero uno.
Yes, for all you damn Hispanic listeners.
I was actually telling my friend the other day, what if Siri was Latina?
That would be awesome.
Órale. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go ahead and go left. No, left, pendejo, not right.
Ah, yes.
You know?
I love that.
Oh, but she'd get jealous. She would get jealous, though.
I want Siri to be a chola.
She would get jealous, though.
Why?
She'd be like, why are you talking to that puta? Google Maps? Really?
Really?
Really? Google Maps?
That bitch?
That bitch? That bitch can't do nothing to me,
that,
right?
I saw you cheating on her, too, with the Waze, man.
Orale! That was
Waze.
A threesome.
You know it could have been a threesome.
Unbelievable. That's how probably Siri would sound
what?
Like.
Or, oh, sorry.
Siri was like Latin. That'd be crazy.
It would be pretty cool.
It'd be awesome, actually, but she probably like would electrocute me or something like that if I were like,
yeah,
oh, man, Siri's
like,
not working.
What,
let's go
what,
to Waze.
Why are you looking over there, man? Her ass is not nice. You know,
happens.
I'm just saying.
How was your weekend, by the way? It was Memorial Day weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Long weekend. How was yours?
It was a good weekend. How was yours?
I can barely remember it, but it was there. I know that. I don't
remember it, and probably because it was boring.
I got to tell you.
It was great. Well, after Memorial Day, it was really good. But
no, I got to tell
Memorial
you.
Memorial Day night.
I got to tell you, though.
Oh,
like,
sorry,
for me,
what?
I had a two-day party at a mansion. Thank you, Kari, King Kari, for that wonderful invite. That was awesome. I also had...
Yes, thank you, whoever you are. But yeah, give me an invite next time, damn it.
And it was, and they had like open bar. They had, I had the pleasure actually of trying California bourbon whiskey from California Distilleries Incorporated.
Ooh, nice. We like California Distilleries.
Big shout out to Bill and Billy. Both guys are absolutely amazing.
Send me over a bottle, damn
it. Oh, they gave me one. It was amazing. No hangover the next day.
Oh, come on. My name's
absolutely,
on the stupid show.
Absolutely no hangover. Absolutely
just
no
kidding.
Hangover the next day. I woke up and I, because I drank myself like to oblivion, but I woke up the next day, no hangover. So if you guys want to check them out, just go to www.california, spelled with a K, distilleries.com, so you can check out some of their products. And yeah, definitely check them out, because they're amazing. Their whiskey's amazing. Their vodka's amazing. Definitely check them out.
Yeah, I got like three alcohol companies that are trying to send me alcohol right now. So
beautiful. We'll all just need to get drunk.
I got a lot of emails to send out. That's why I need a fucking assistant. So much to do.
But for now, we have the news.
Yes, the other Dave Navarro with the news.
It's May 31st, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. In local news brought to you by ABC7News.com, two wounded in officer-involved shooting at Hesperia Walmart. Two people were struck by gunfire and wounded in an officer-involved shooting at a Hesperia Walmart Wednesday, according to the San Bernardino County Fire Department. Two medical helicopters were requested to transport the victims from the scene on the 13400 block of Main Street. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department confirmed on Twitter that an officer-involved shooting had taken place at the retailer. In U.S. news, brought to you by the Associated Press news correspondents Sheila Burke and David Eggert, GOP health plan could be costly for those with coverage gaps. As a thyroid cancer survivor battling nerve damage and other complications, Lisa Dammert was in such dire financial straits in 2014 that she and her husband did the unthinkable. They let their health insurance lapse for a while. If the Dammerts are, and some of the millions of other Americans like them do not do that under the Republican health care plan now making its way through Congress, they could end up paying a heavy price. Under the bill, people who go without insurance for even just a couple of months, whether because of a job loss, a divorce, a serious illness that leaves them unable to work, or some other reason, could face sharply higher premiums if they try to sign up again for coverage, especially if they have a pre-existing condition. Some might find themselves priced out of the market. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Raheem Faiz and Kathy Gannon, death toll at 90 in huge suicide bombing in Afghan capital. A suicide attacker struck the fortified heart of the Afghan capital with a massive truck bomb Wednesday, killing 90 people, wounding 400, and raising new fears about the government's ability to protect its citizens nearly 16 years into a war with insurgents. The bomber drove into Kabul's heavily guarded diplomatic quarter during the morning rush hour, leaving behind a bloody scene of chaos and destruction in one of the worst attacks since the drawn down and foreign forces from Afghanistan in 2014. Most of the casualties were civilians, including women and children, said Ismail Kawasi, spokesman of the public health ministry. But the dead also included Afghan security guards at the facilities, including the U.S. embassy. While 11 American contractors were wounded, none with life-threatening injuries, a U.S. State Department official said. In entertainment, CNN sacks Kathy Griffin over Trump video as backlash builds. Brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Frazier Moore. Kathy Griffin has lost a decade-long gig ringing in the new year for CNN as a backlash builds over her video displaying a likeness of President Donald Trump's severed head. CNN, which had called the images, quote, disgusting and offensive after Griffin posted the video on Tuesday, announced Wednesday it would not invite her back this year for the Times Square Live New Year's Eve special she had co-hosted annually since 2007 with CNN's Anderson Cooper. A New Mexico casino has also canceled a performance by Griffin, who was scheduled to perform at Route 66 Casino, operated by Laguna Pueblo on July 22nd. And a commercial endorsement deal was canceled just weeks after she landed it. Squatty Potty, a Utah-based company whose products include toilet stools and other bathroom accessories, said it was suspending an ad campaign that featured Griffin. In sports, baseball season continues as the Los Angeles Dodgers meet up against the St. Louis Cardinals. In hockey, Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals continues as the Nashville Predators battle it out against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The weather today, it's considerably cloudy with a high of 73 degrees and a low of 60. Tomorrow we'll have some clouds with a high of 75 degrees and a low of 60. These are the headlines in case you have not heard them, Jenny.
Oh, fucking K.
So,
well, thank you for the news.
I saw the shock in your face about Kathy Griffin.
Wow. She just lost her entire fucking career.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of, like, Gilbert Gottfried when he did those bad jokes about the tsunami or whatever that happened in Japan, killed all those people. He made two really horrible jokes right after it happened, and he got canned from being the voice for Aflac for the duck.
Nice. Well, I mean...
No, but that's what I'm saying is things that you do or say... matter how controversial they are and whatever type of message you're trying to convey, she went too far.
Yeah,
it was tasteless. I don't agree with it.
Whether or not you like Donald Trump or whether or not you like him, it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, we're all human beings, regardless of...
Well, his kids had to see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, but still,
think about one of his kids is 11.
On top of that, though, you know, you got to understand that it's, you know, the severed head, that was like really graphic what she did.
Extremely graphic. You know,
and the fact of the matter remains that it's still a human being you're talking about here. You know, you may not like him, you know, you may hate the guy, whatever you want, but causing bodily harm, especially in such a graphic manner, and just kind of parading it, you know, even though it was fake, and that's where I was going, even though it was fake, even though it wasn't real
it
or anything,
real. Nobody got hurt,
but still,
it was fake, it was fake blood,
yeah, but still, just it's still very gory, you know, and like you said, his 11-year-old kid saw it, and
yeah, I would just say because his own kid even saw it,
yeah, so like that was too like, much, ooh. It was too much, and Kathy Griffin should have known that. I mean, she kind of said. Something like, yeah, this might be a career ender for me. When she did it, it's like, then why did you do it? If you knew this was not good, why did you do it? You know,
I don't get it.
Well, she probably didn't think it was gonna be that bad, though.
She
shot herself in the foot,
basically. Yeah,
yeah.
So, that is what it is. No offense to anybody, I thought it was funny as fuck. But that's just me.
That's just you.
I have a very gory... first of all, I didn't take it seriously. It's not really him. It's not really... You know what I mean? It's just... It was way too far. I will say that, definitely. But my initial reaction was I laughed.
I wonder if any of our listeners have any opinions about that.
Okay, so our guest from the UK is calling it. It's Hell's Bells is the name of the band. It's a really awesome rock band from the UK. And he sent me over his music. How do I answer this thing? He's dialing in, he says. How do I do this?
It's a totally new system that we're trying out here. Like, instead of using our phones, we're using Skype.
Dialing
you know,
in. How does this
computer,
work?
How
does this damn work?
So this will be interesting for Jenny to go ahead and try to figure out exactly how to work Skype.
Oh, my God. I'm like, might as well call him. Here, let's try calling him.
This is a nice little segment of the show.
I'm working on something new. This is Paul Quigley from Hell's Bells. Let's see if...
Hey, there we go.
Paul, how's it going?
I've got to say donkey. Haven't I got to say donkey to
yes!
you bastard?
He said it. He said donkey.
I'm glad he heard that part.
Yeah, tell you awesome. What a donkey's got under a donkey dick. I tell you, fucking huge yes! in Scotland.
Yes. That is awesome. I love the accent. Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm not actually from Scotland.
Yes, you're Scottish. That's awesome. Even better.
Hey, even guys, better. How you doing in L.A. then?
How's it going?
It's humid a little bit with a little bit chill here, but, you know, it's all right.
He lives in Scotland, so you can't, yeah, come on.
Well,
now.
Yeah, it's always cloudy over there. Isn't
Think
it like
about
a year-round
they
cloud?
To live with.
They have a year-round cloud is what they have over there.
It's called permacloud, guys.
Permacloud, there you go.
Nice.
So how's it going? What are we doing today? Are we having a bit of fun over there in L.A.?
Yes.
We're trying to. What time is it over there for you guys?
It's 11 p.m. It's nearly the witching hour when all the witches come out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Nice. The Scotsmen and their witches.
Lady Gaga, she's on her way. Cow.
Really?
You gotta love that. You gotta love that.
Hillary Clinton, she's coming. Fucking cow.
Oh, Lord.
Witch.
Yes. Witch and a cow.
Yeah. John Podesta, cow.
Nice. Oh, yes.
I love how he's naming already. Them all off one by one.
So do you remember The Exorcist, 1974, best film ever made. Fucking great.
Great movie. Great movie. I agree on that one.
Yeah. So, anyway, where were we?
So tell us about your band, your artistry, Hell's Bells.
Well, I'd like to clear something up. There's a lot of people up north of you in Washington State, and there's a band up there called Hell's Bells. It's a female AC/DC tribute band. They've been nicking our titles for a long time. No, but to clear that up, we are nothing whatsoever to do with those chicks in Seattle. I mean, they're great at what they do. You know, they do AC/DC covers. That's fine. But we've been going since 1984. We're fucking ancient bastards. But we were around for a bit like the Eagles. You know, we keep reforming. And, we just keep doing our shit because, you know, it's all we really know how to do. Hell Spell's been going a long, long time. We kind of got back a few years ago because every other fucking band was when Motley Crue got back together. They're from LA, where you guys are. Right. So Motley Crue got back together, Rat got back together, Dokken got back. All these hair bands that we were kind of contemporaries of ours back in the day, they were all getting back together. So and then the internet happened, and everyone ran out of money and shit. Record companies went bust. Long story short is that we kind of built our own studio, so we do our own stuff now, like a lot of people have to do these days, and the economics have changed a lot, and so we're kind of trying to make our money out of touring, as everybody else is trying to do. It's pretty difficult in England at the moment. There's not massive audiences, and of course with all the security crap going on with the Ariana Grande, particularly here in Manchester where I'm based, of course it's it's getting really hairy to do live shows, not on a sort of the small scale, but I mean there's also all manner of different considerations that happen these days that didn't used to happen back in the day when we started out, of course. Right. And it's tough, you know. Different, so we're just basically trying to create good music, trying to write some good new songs, and we want to get over to the States as soon as possible because there's so many of you guys over there want to hear some of this British crap.
Love the Brits.
One question I was curious, you brought up Manchester. How is that how is that whole situation for you? I hope you didn't have any friends or anybody that was nearby when all that stuff happened.
Yeah, no, it was very difficult because, you know, 20 people were killed, obviously. It's a bit like, you've had various, you had Florida, and there are other ones that you've had in the States recently where you had these mass shootings. It was like a version of that, really. And to be right on your own doorstep, of course, it's a real eye-opener. You think, fuck, this stuff really is happening, you know. And, it was terribly tragic, really. The military crawled all over it. The police were all over it, and of course, and it was like an excuse to do drills and everything. And it was a lot of political theater. What I hated about it was an enormous amount of political bandstanding went on. All these fucking politicians came out of the woodwork that you haven't heard of for years, and they were, we're all going to stand together and all this shit, you know. And you kind of think, well, stop fucking bombing their countries, and they might not want to come over and kill the fucking crap out of us, you know. It's like it's all chicken. It's chicken and the egg with politics and this sort of. I just think there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, and they stage this stuff for particular political gain, a lot of it. And I just think it's horrible that they use live people to sort of do their political shenanigans, quite honestly, guys. I'm pretty cynical about what they're up to. It's just why they pick rock concerts or Ariana Grande pop concerts to do this, I think, is absolutely disgusting. But then again, you know, that's what they always are going to do. I mean, life gets back to normal. No, I wasn't affected. I live miles away from the center of the town, good. I think it's just we're going to have to expect more of the same. And I think what's sick about it for musicians and people like yourselves in radio is that we're going to hear more of this. I think rather than less, it's going to be more going forward. Yeah. So, we're going to have to sort of, you know, basically, how you can never get used to it, though, can you? How can you ever prepare yourself? Or otherwise we become desensitized and then we're not humans anymore. So it's just, we've just got to be wary, be watchful, be careful, look out for stupid lunatics acting suspiciously, and just pray to God that you know, the numbers are minimized, because people are going to get hit, whether it's 20, 200 or 2. It's sick. We live in a sick world. We know we live in a sick world. Look at all the fucking wars that have been going on for years, like everything from Vietnam onwards. It's all staged political crap to sell a lot more guns and bombs and fucking it. All these bastards are making money, and we are, you know, all of our sons and daughters piss off and cannon fodder for these bastards. So yeah, I know, I'm pretty cynical, as you can probably tell, but that's what life's like, you know.
He's a fellow conspiracy theorist. I love it because
my husband and I things are never what they seem on the mainstream media, are they, basically?
No,
guys, you know.
No, my husband and I think the exact same way. That's why we're like, look, we have friends across the pond.
Yes.
Friends across the pond do think the same way we do. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
It's great.
And if any of our listeners have any opinions or anything like that about what we're talking about now, you could always give us a call at 323-203-0815.
Speak it right.
Right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, where we are talking to Paul Quigley
yes.
from Hell's Bells.
Yay. Which is awesome because we get to hear about the perspective from over in the United Kingdom and overseas, and then we also get to hear different styles of music because we love that too. Which you're like old school, like awesome rock, the stuff I grew up with. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff I've always liked listening to. What do you want to play first for a song?
Whatever you, I mean, I can do a live one now for you guys, or you want to do one of the songs that you already heard.
It's
entirely up to you, Jen.
We always do artist choice. You pick what you want to do and how you want to do it.
Okay. Well, have you got the MP3s kind of lined up on your system?
Yeah, I got them on my phone, loaded up. Ready to go.
Okay. If you've got, let me think. Oh gosh, have you got "Gone But Not Forgotten" on lined up there that you could hit play on that bugger, that little baby?
"Gone But Not Forgotten."
No.
Was it "Gone But Not Forgotten"? Right.
"Gone But Not Forgotten"
is that one.
The only reason I say that is actually out on iTunes, so people can go and buy that fucking thing, and then we can get over to play there. You know what I mean?
We'll make
a
little box out of that.
Hold on, I do have it here. Okay. All right.
And if you have, is it there?
All right, we're gonna play this. All right, let's do this. "Gone But Not Forgotten" by Hell's Bells.
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
You work. Do it.
Do it.
Play, darn you. All right.
Play, motherfucker.
Here we go. I got to open it. Yeah, just do it.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an NPR. No, fuck that.
All of a sudden, it's like NBC.
NBC.
Remember, he had to do that.
Stay calm, ladies.
Here we go.
The world is about to end. Stay calm. The government is in control.
Here we go. Enjoy.
My old friend, speak to me. Don't you know things must be? My old friend, don't you see that the world will makes me free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I like that.
That was the end.
I know, for some reason it kicked out.
At the end. No worries.
That was really good.
Cheers, guys.
That was really good.
Yeah.
So tell me, Hell's Bells, the name, I mean, where did you come up with that name anyway?
The backstory on the Hell's Bells name was 1983, it was. The two guys that formed the band, I joined the band about 6 months into its existence. They were in a punk band called Discharge. Some of you guys might have heard of Discharge. They were quite seminal back in the day, and I think Metallica and Megadeth and Anthrax, they all loved this hardcore thrash that Discharge were doing. And two of the guys left Discharge they come back from a US tour, and they wanted to form more of a hair metal band because LA was happening where you guys are, actually. The Key Club was thriving, and there were lots of Y&T, as I said before, you know, Motley Crue was out. They wanted some of that action, and they were doing a bit too hardcore punk, and they wanted to make it a little bit more heavy rock. So they came back to the UK and they stuck an ad and found me through the music press in London. I was in London at the time. We've got a drummer as well. The name was chosen. I think it wasn't actually anything to do with the AC/DC song title, which had come out a couple of years prior to that. The fact that Hell's Bells is it's an old English phrase. It just means that it's like an expletive. You just say, oh, you know, fucking hell. It used to be, oh, Hell's Bells. You know, it goes back way, way back. And in World War II, there was a US bomber command, I think it was in the Pacific, called Hell's Bells. These on the nose cones, they used to spray different sort of logos and things on these bombers, and or they would go off to find the Japs and everything. And they'd spray one of them, one of the units was called Hell's Bells. So it has quite a lot of sort of a martial kind of ring to it. And they used to stick an E in because they used to in the bells to give it that sort of beautiful kind of connotation. And So we were all sort of backcombing our hair and, you know, fucking dyeing it white, you know, looking like you know, Vince Neil on steroids or something with all the makeup. And it just kind of lent itself to 1984. I think probably, and after all these years, we kept it because the album had come out, and we got enormous profile back in the day. And we just thought, well, why should we change it? You know, why should we muck about with it? And then, of course, we heard that there was an AC/DC band in Seattle, so I modified it in later times to drop the apostrophe out of it and make it into one word. Just because at the end of the day, a lot of the times on the internet now, everything is one string of text anyway.
I was always wondering about that too, because I was like, you know, I always heard, you know, people use that phrase, "Well, Hell's Bells," you know, every single time. So yeah. I was like, where in the world did that?
Well, plus it's a really great AC/DC song.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too. Very much so. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, how's it going for you over there? I mean, are you just touring in the UK, or are you going to be crossing the pond coming over here? What's going on?
We want to. The answer to your question is yes, we are playing. Like, I've got some live dates coming up in festivals in the UK. Cool. The cost of getting over to America is the hardest part, as you can imagine, because you really do need to kind of pre-sell tickets and booking agents. Yeah, it's tough, and so you kind of need a little bit of help. But you don't want to. What we don't want to do is what we did back in the day, is like borrow lots and lots of money from a record company and then get screwed in the contract. You know, we need to try and do it more on a cash flow, like pre-sales basis, and then build. You know, we've got quite a big Twitter following now. We want to need to sort of tap into that and almost second guess. Like, we might head over to, say, I don't know, for argument's sake, Atlantic City, because it's on the East Coast. It's not that far from where we are. We can fly into New York, get down the East Coast, and then jump across to sort of, I was going to say Nashville. But maybe it's not quite what we're doing, Nashville sort of country music, but I mean, kind of get across the Midwest or just do a flyover states thing straight over to you guys, San Francisco, and then back again. And again, it's all down to cash flow. It's down to cash flow. It's nothing to do with, you know, I'm sure we could probably support somebody or fill out sort of a few arenas, but that's that, you know, it's the business side of it now. I mean, it's all very well to, yeah, we could, you know, we got the set ready. It's a question of, can we sort of, you know, get New York, get Atlantic City, get a bit of New Orleans or something, and get over to where you are and find a good couple of promoters in the center of town, or even around town, you know, sort of Englewood or whatever places near where you are, and just basically set up camp there for a couple of weeks, couple of months, and build up a bit of a buzz again, and let people know what we're about now. And that's kind of how it has to be done. So yeah, the answer to your question is yes, we are taking over the UK again. But I mean, UK is a small market compared to you guys. You've got what, 300-odd million people? We've got about 60. So I mean, the market size is tiny here compared to what you've got.
What are you talking about? We don't have that many people over here. You can't.
Yeah. I'd like to get two places that, if I could get funding for them, two places I'd like to have them go would be LA, and I know this one, next one sounds funny, but Maine.
Maine. Well, that's because Maine. That's where you're New England. From, so, you know.
No, the reason I say it is because there's a huge. New England, like Boston especially, has a giant metal following. The whole New England area, but Maine, they love metal. We love metal up there. It's just like a big thing. And in Boston, Mass, New Hampshire, all the way through there. Yes. They all love metal. Big metal, big metal heads. That's where I discovered metal was when I moved back to Maine when I was 13. So, yeah. Metal's a huge market up there.
See, Paul, now you got the inside scoop of where exactly to go to.
I saw Slipknot, Slayer, and Hatebreed in Maine. I've seen Disturbed and Korn in Maine, and Seven Dust, all kinds of big heavy metal bands. So,
do they kind of set up camp around there? They're from that area, or do they just go into the area to play?
No, they just go into that area and they play like couple shows, and then they bounce.
Awesome. You don't happen to know any promoters or anything over there, do you, Jen?
I know a few I can, you know, touch base with.
Yeah, sure.
We'll see.
Fantastic.
But hey, you always want to go where the market is. And the huge market in the South, too, like Texas for metal.
Texas
is a big one for metal. And LA. Absolutely. LA's big, too.
So Paul, your style of music is very, obviously, it's very acoustic. I mean, are you like trying to like come up with your own sound, or do you pay homage to a certain artist?
Well, I think I'd be a liar if I didn't say I was influenced by everybody from Jimmy Page to, you know, flipping Woody Guthrie, the whole arsenal of great players down the years, of course, have influenced me. I've been around a long time now, you know, so I've had plenty of time to research them all and find out what chops they play. You know, we're all guitarists, aren't we? Closet guitarists. You know, we know what how to play Stairway to Heaven. No Stairway Wayne's World. You know, still do it, don't we? I mean, the thing is about it is, yes, of course we all want to nail our own style. Why wouldn't we? But it's like a lifelong ambition, isn't it, to try and get there? It takes forever to sort of find your own voice and everything. And you just do it by successive approximation. You just inch your baby steps and you get in there, and your best song is probably the one you've just written because you've got, you know. So, yeah, the answer is loads of people influenced by them all, pay homage to them. I wouldn't copy them because, you know, I'm not trying to do that really. And I mean, a lot of people do make very good copies, not copies as in they almost like the emulations, or they're very close to their heroes. And I think, you know, that's what they want to do. But I think I'd like to have a bit more, I don't know, gravitas to what my songs are, that they might have a life after I've long gone, that people might still want to play them, and rather than think, oh yeah, he was a bit of a knockoff of, you know, whoever, you know, Slipknot or fucking Corey Taylor or something. But I don't want to be remembered for that. I want to try and, if I only ever wrote one song, quite frankly, that was remembered, I'd think, you know, life had been worth living as a musician. From a musician's point of view, I would have said that was worth. So yeah, the answer is loads of influences, but I'm still trying to sort of nail a Port Quigley stroke Hell's Bell sound, and you know, it'll be a lifelong ambition. And I don't really, in some ways, I don't want to actually ever want to get there, because I think, you know, like, you know, you end up like Barry Manilow or something, like, you know, oh god, you know, it's Barry Manilow, or, you know, that's how he sounds, blah blah blah. You know, I'd like to keep organic and keep moving, and I still, you know, take influences, whether it's heavy metal, whether it's a bit of country, whether it's, you know, bless it, even a bit of R&B, because I've heard a lot of R&B songs that I just like the sort of some of the messages in the songs, the relationships and stuff. You know, I think, yeah, that's great. I might not sort of use drum machines to do it, but I mean, I use a drum kit rather than that. But
What song do you want to play next? What are you feeling?
What am I feeling? Out of your the audio ones there, I think we probably actually, yeah, have you got our song? I'd like you to sort of, this is how we kind of a direction that I was moving, if I was doing like a Las Vegas Paul Quigley, you know, from Manchester, right, England, yes, to Las Vegas with in his tuxedo suit, you know, I'd probably do a lot of our song. If you could dig that one up, I'd like everyone to hear that one, actually. That'd be great. Hasn't been released yet, and it would be a bit of an exclusive to you guys, because
World premiere exclusive right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes. Okay, let me open this puppy up. And it's loading.
Yeah.
So our song. Nice. So it's this is the worldwide debut from Hell's Bells of our song. It's loading. And here we go. Enjoy, people.
Picture a girl so untrue. But you're a man who holds out a hand, looking for someone true. To fall in love and hold her tight and never be without her. How should I hide something so right? Love and love can't be
my phone sucks. My phone really does suck. They're gonna have to buy that. To hear the rest of that song, you need to pay. You need to freaking pay now.
I love it.
That was the short version.
It was.
Well, they need to pay. They need to pay to hear
they
it.
They do. They do, don't they?
Yeah,
they
do. If you give them away the entire song, then
well, that's this is true. Like, that's, this that's, is absolutely that's true. Thank how, you, like, Jen. Yep.
That's kind of like how they used to do, like, when the internet first started, how they used to, like, do porn and stuff like that. Like, you only get 3 minutes. That's all I need, buddy. Why do I got to pay? I only need 3 minutes. I'm good.
I know. Is that responsible for my premature ejaculation every time I have
right?
sex?
It's absolutely. We need, you screwed yourself on that one, okay? I don't need to pay now. I'm good.
We need a two-hour show to talk to talk to United Kingdom. This is, like, not long enough of a show because, you know, we need more time.
But real fast, the donkey.
We need more time to talk to him and play more music.
But real fast, Andy, before we go back to speaking to Paul, I need to make a quick announcement because Kerry Walker, LMG presents the Kerry Walker Productions Ghost Celebrity Kitchen private celebrity event, model casting and talent search. If you think you have what it takes to be the next big thing, call 323-677-8288. Again, that number, 323-677-8288. And submit your pictures and or music to get an opportunity to get your own recording and modeling deal. It's going to be on Saturday, June 10th, 2017, in Sherman Oaks, California. Secret location, celebrities, gourmet chefs, live music.
Can we just go to the event so I can eat the food? And
more
drink
than
their
more
stuff?
Than likely, that's what I did. Really that's what I did over the weekend anyway. So.
Just give me a pass into the thing. That's why I said next when we bring you, we need to bring you back at some point in the future because United Kingdom is just we don't have enough.
It's just too far.
No, but it's not long enough of a show because he's got a lot of great songs as I've already been listening to his stuff and I really like the songs and I wish I could play more because. It's not long enough. And plus to hear your history and then and then everything about the United Kingdom is just a lot of it's cool.
I'm curious, was that song a love ballad? I mean, was that a love song? Was that for anybody's in particular? I can't even talk right now.
It was for your wife.
Nice.
Nice.
My future wife.
I like that answer.
It was for your husband or your loved one. It was kind of like an archetype for everybody to tap into it. So it was, it was inspired by one's own history of the romances that worked and then maybe went tits up later on. But I mean, when they were going right, that was kind of it. I wanted it to be the song that people, well, I still want it to be actually, go fucking buy it. Well, I haven't put it out yet, Quiggers. Put it out on iTunes. When I get it on iTunes, when you have to buy it, and then whenever you have a wedding or something, then play that fucking thing at the reception, you know what I mean? It's like one of them, the lady in red. It's that sort of You Look Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. It's that sort of a zone.
And they can actually, and the title is Our Song, so it's beautiful. It's actually very well,
absolutely
it's awesome on wordplay.
Oh,
let's play Our Song. Which song? Our Song.
Which
song? Our Song.
Note to self, kill my son.
He called you right now.
This is not the first time that little rat bastard has interrupted during a broadcast. Anyway, not go there. So we definitely need to bring you back on.
Awesome.
When are we going to debut fully the song? Like, I mean, when are you going to start putting it on? When is it going to be up for sale? When can we? When can people download this thing?
Let's be precise about it. It's now what, May? Let's say July. I just need to do a quick remix on it. It needs a bit of tweaking to it. All these tech heads will know what I'm talking about. The levels aren't quite right. There's a couple of gain stages that need to be tweaked. The vocal isn't quite high up in that mix, and the guitar's a bit too high, so I need to bring that down. We need to just tweak it a bit, and then it'll go out on iTunes.
You have social media and everything, right, Paul? What's your social media?
Exactly. Yeah, we're just hellsbells_UK on Twitter. That's our main one. We don't really go for Facebook because we think Mark Zuckerberg is a complete and utter fucking wanker, so we don't go on that one. Long story, but yeah, we
love the
go
fact you said wanker.
I heard that part.
I love it. I'm an Anglophile. I love the Brits. I love the Brits.
Absolutely.
Mother
country.
Yes. Well, that's where my grandfather came from.
The grandmother country.
And if
then
he wasn't. No, but my grandfather.
My
grandfather. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. And he comes from his family's English and Welsh.
I honestly don't think if any of our grandparents had done what they did, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly. But, they came across the
whatever
pond.
Mistakes they may have made. Oh, damn it. I didn't mean for that to happen, but it happened.
I'm only third. I'm only third generation born in the United States.
Cool.
I'm only, you're still British, I don't know, like first or something like that.
You probably are first.
Probably. I don't even know. I got to go to Ancestry.com
God
or something like that.
Damn
to check
El
it out.
Salvadorians.
It happens. What can I say? Central Americans, Us people.
Different perspectives.
No, that's Mexico. Wrong country altogether. For those of you, by the way, that think that Mexicans and Salvadorians are the same, wrong. All the way
massively
wrong.
They said, we're not getting sucked into building your wall. Fuck you.
Salvadorians are just like, go ahead. We'll find a way through.
We'll find a way to tunnel under it. Fuck yeah.
If Chapo could do it,
Right.
He had tunnels going everywhere. So trust me, wall ain't going to stop them whatsoever.
So, so you're going to release that song. Our Song is going to come out around July on iTunes. Okay, good. And so when they go to type in your name for the band, it's Hell's Bells, but all together.
And then, yes, it
and
is.
And Bells is spelled with an ES on the end. Okay.
Correct. Correct.
And I like that, how you had a little different of a spelling on it. And Thank you. Now, of the songs that you have out, I mean, we don't have enough time to play any more right this moment. Sorry we had to kind of limit time. But that's why I want to bring you back in the future. Actually, we could probably bring you back in July. When you release that song. So
that's a good idea.
We can bring that way they can hear the full song. And
indeed, yeah, yeah. You
know, that's a good idea.
We'll have them so that they can listen to the full song. But we want people to buy it, damn it.
We do. Have you got time for live thing, guys? It's kind of a world exclusive of Quiggers straight over the phone singing your song. Have you got time? I don't know how many minutes left you've got or what you've got to do between the end and the hour, this hour?
Now we got three.
I've got my guitar here, you see, guys. I'm just going to blast your song, you know?
Well, how about we do this? How about you can go ahead and take us out? And while we go ahead and announce who's coming up for next week.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Absolutely. Tell me when you want me, and I'm ready to go.
Okay. You can play under us. Hey, play under us like an undertone.
There you go.
Yeah, I could do that. Okay.
We're going to phase out. Next week is Scoony G and Friends. And the friend is Xander Marsden, 12-year-old guitar prodigy. He's going to be on here shredding and making some music. It's going to be a great time. Going to have a blast. And then, we're going to have other great guests for the rest of the month.
Whoa.
Look out for Slanderous from California coming on June 28th. More to come, though.
More to come.
More to come.
More to come, because we got a few other things going on. So,
take it away. Here is Paul Quigley, Lord Paul Quigley.
Thank you so much for being on our show, Paul.
Thank you for coming on the show. He's going to rock us out.
His hell sometimes. Sometimes without your love, without you making love. About nobody else but you, I would give all my love to you, dare to dream, and dream all our dreams come true. I never felt this way about nobody else but you. It's hell sometimes. It's hell sometimes. It's hell sometimes.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.